Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Frontier Extension District, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. And going back to your title again, food safety, and you've got a doozy for us. We know the internet is full of all kinds of information, and some of it is actually correct, but then there's things like you've been hearing about lately.
Yes, most definitely. I think around the holiday season, see lots of different ideas pop up for purchasing or making some gifts or gift ideas for family and friends. And one of those ideas that I've received some questions about, or one that you may have even seen pop up online or on social media, are some recipes for baking breads and or cakes in glass canning jars. And why this might seem like the perfect, unique gift, this type of a product is not shelf-stable, and it can really potentially lead to some foodborne illness. When you use a recipe for baking a bread or a cake in a jar, that batter is typically poured into a greased glass canning jar and then baked in the oven. And once the product is baked, that hot jar is pulled out of the oven and then covered with the flat, and the ring is screwed on that canning jar. And as that jar cools, that lid appears to create a vacuum seal, and there's no other type of canning process that is done to that jar. The concern with making a bread or cake product in this manner really has to do with the food safety and the foodborne illness known as botulism. The spores or toxins that can lead to botulism poisoning grow very rapidly in an environment that's unrefrigerated, high-moisture foods that have low acidity and are exposed to little or no oxygen. And those bread and cake recipes that are baked in those canning jars typically call for the addition of fruits, liquids, or vegetables, which increase the moisture content. And they are often, those cakes and breads are often considered to be low in acidity. And all of those conditions create the perfect environment for botulism growth. So I really encourage people to avoid giving those as gifts or using those as gift ideas, because they don't want to make people sick. In addition to foodborne illness and botulism, you also run the risk of injury with the broken glass. Canning jars are designed to be used in a boiling water bath canner or a pressure canner, and they're not designed to handle the thermal stress that is often occurs with that dry oven heat. So another reason to avoid using those types of recipes. The question becomes, what are some alternatives? One idea is to bake the bread or cake in a regular baking pan and give it so it can be consumed immediately, or that it can be placed in the freezer. Most breads and cakes do freeze well. Another idea is to prepare ingredients for the cake or bread in a mix-in-a-jar type of product, where you can layer in like the dry ingredients for a quick bread or a cake into the jar, and then attach a list of additional ingredients and directions for baking. If you do choose to create a mix-in-a-jar, you want to maybe keep in mind that some ingredients like brown sugar may harden over time, or the moisture from nuts and raisins, for example, may cause dry ingredients to cake or clump together. So you might want to package those types of things separately and attach them to the jar. You also want to include a use-by date on those labels, as well as some ingredients such as baking powder will lose its effectiveness over time. And so a good rule of thumb is to include a use-by date that is 1 or 2 months from the date you prepare that mix. So I think there's some good alternatives to baking cakes or breads in a glass canning jar that can be better alternatives than potentially making someone sick. So if you do have additional questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in our Garnett office at 785-448-6826, or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
And I'm going to have nightmares now, because I've roasted chickpeas in the oven, and those things will explode just because it gets hot enough. And the thought of leaning into the oven when there's a glass jar in there is, yeah.
Yes, you don't need that mess, and don't need injury, physical injury or foodborne illness injury either.
Yeah, so let's take a pass on those. We will have happy holidays, whichever one anybody is celebrating, and the layers in the jar, I've gotten those before, and they're very nice and much safer.
Yes, much safer alternative.
Oh, definitely. Well, thank you for the heads up. There's so many neat things you see out there on the idea boards and stuff like that, but putting them into practice isn't always practical, financially or otherwise, and now we know it's not always safe either, so thank you for that.
Absolutely.
All right. We look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Merritt Azene Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.